In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this time of Advent is telling us to repent, especially today. Jesus in the Holy Gospel says, repent. And this is John the Baptist proclaiming Jesus' message. John the Baptist is the one, the forerunner of this great message and of Jesus himself. Even when Jesus began his public ministry, the first thing he said was repent and believe in the good news. So we see the very intimate now friendship, supernatural friendship between John the Baptist and Jesus. John the Baptist, preparing the way for the Lord, says today to each one of us, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. Repent. This is a word coming from the original is Greek, and the original word in Greek is metanoia. Metanoia is a word meaning to go beyond your mind, to think differently, to change the way of thinking. So the repentance is something which concerns, first of all, not just a new works, something to do anew, but first of all, repentance has to be within ourselves, in what we have, very intimate in our sense, and this is our soul. Repent is a change of mind, but not on an intellectual level to think in a different way. It is about changing the way you think, that is, the way you live, because the way you think is the way you live, and the way you live is the way you think. And thinking in this way, metanoia, the nous in Greek, the nous is the mind, but not the brain. We are now used to, when we hear mind, immediately we think of our brain working in a psychological way. No, it is not a psychological aspect which is meant by metanoia. It is the vital aspect of man's life. The mind is the soul, and the soul is the principle of our life, is the principle giving us life. The mind is the intellect. The intellect is the way we come to know something. We come to understand something. So you see, the understanding is something greater than just having an idea about something. Understanding, it is clear in Latin, intellectus intus legere, to read inside something. To understand is to read inside that issue, to see things from within. And this is a spiritual effort. This is your soul moving to know, to read inside that event, not to just see the very exterior side of it, but to read inside. And this is about knowledge, this is about this change of mind. So Jesus is saying, and John today, repent, in the sense of, now when you come to know something, start to come to know the truth, not to fix yourself on something which is only exterior, what the people say, what the culture of the moment teaches, what the TV is teaching, what is the normal way of living of people, and we just follow the flow. No. Repent is start to use your soul. See things with your intelligence, that is, try to penetrate the meaning of things. See the truth. in everything. You know, you come to know. And if you are faithful to the truth, and the truth basically is we don't need to be philosophers to know the truth. We just need to be fair with the reality, to see the reality as it is without manipulating it, without having a pre-understanding, prejudice. That is a judgment made beforehand, before you know something. A lot of prejudices we have when we don't want to know the truth, to read inside that event and to see the things as it is, not as I want it to be. This is the beginning of our conversion. Repent. Change the way of thinking. Change the way of understanding the reality. Because in that reality, if you see the truth, God is there telling you something. If you are fair, if you want to know the truth, eventually you come to know God. Because the very foundation of all truths is only one truth, eternal. This is God. By being fair to reality, by avoiding prejudices and pre-concepts, we come to know the truth. And finally, we have also to come to know the one who is behind everything, God, who is the truth. This is the conversion. If we change this way of dealing with the reality surrounding us, we actually are on a good way to meet our Lord, the Savior, who says, change your life. Try to start thinking with your own mind in order to see the splendor of truth. This is the first attitude. And then from the intelligence, we come to the will, to our heart. Because we can't love something that we don't know. In order to love, we have to know. But if we don't know that issue, that thing, that person properly, we can't love that person properly. So the intelligence is now moving us towards affection, towards loving that reality that we have come to know. If we are fair to the reality, we come to know that thing, that issue, we come to embrace it if that issue is something that morally good, because we judge with our intelligence whether that thing is good or not. If it is, we embrace it. We make it our own reality. We make it something belonging now to me. And this is a very important interpersonal attitude, to behave with other people, especially as Christians, without prejudices, but coming to know another person, to love that other person, finally to embrace that person as a brother, as a sister. Finally, with this attitude, we have to come to know God. We come to know Him, to embrace Him, to love Him, because the very foundation of any interpersonal relationship can only be God, who is the person par excellence. God is personal. He is three persons, one single God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This communion, interpersonal communion, is within God. And because of that infinite Trinitarian communion, we can come to know what is a human relationship. But without changing our mind, without trying to convert ourselves, thinking anew, we can never come to meet God in our lives. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. Your Savior is coming. So change your way of thinking and loving in order to embrace Him, to make some room for Him in your life. So with John the Baptist, we wish today to welcome this message of repentance and to open up our soul to the powerful action of our Lord to change our sins. This Mass is also meant to be my farewell Mass, but of course it is also the moment when I will, of course, will be still around for some time. In any case, I won't be too far away from here, but possibly on the other side of the water, in Portsmouth, starting a new formation house for our friars. You know, our community is growing, thanks be to God. We have also new candidates coming for their formation to become friars and eventually, God willing, priests one day. So we need another house for their formation. And I will be looking after them. But I just want to take this opportunity in this Mass, as we are ready now to, as I'm ready to hand over this parish to Father Pio, who has been appointed by the bishop the parish priest of Gosport and Bridge Mary. I just want to call to mind something that I have at heart, that I had at heart in my ministry among you. I was privileged to be your priest for, I think, almost 5 years now. I can say that some years have passed since my beard is growing gray. So some time has passed since we arrived in Gosport and Bridge Mary. The very, I just wanted to point out this reality to be a parish. My aim, above all other things, all other very pastoral engagements, was to build up a parish as one family, everybody to be welcome in this family. And we are always open to everyone. This is the reason why we treasured the outreach, the night fever, but also the Thursdays, Eucharistic outreach, every Thursday being on the street, welcoming people into the church. And thanks be to God, some are now joining, are joining the RCRA program to become Catholics. Everybody welcome into this one single family, the family of Christ, the body, the mystical body of Christ. Everybody welcome, but in the truth, without any compromise. The truth is Christ. And we have to see this truth, to have an everyday metanoia, to change our way of thinking, not to just be welcoming in order to make everybody happy according to their own way of thinking, way of living, even if far from the truth of the gospel. No, this is not fair to these people, to any person. They need to know the truth. They need to know the magisterium of the church. One family, but guided by the tradition of the church. We treasured this outreach, but the very core of everything, I would say, has been Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. We did our best all together to deepen our knowledge, our love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. This is the reason why we have the altar rails, to emphasize the fact that when you come to receive Holy Communion, you come to receive the real presence of our Lord. You receive Jesus. And the best way to do it is to kneel down and receive Jesus devoutly, to receive Jesus on your tongue, to adore Him. Adoration in the Mass, adoration starts with the Mass. Adoration is extended during time for adoration, especially on Thursday. We have the day, the whole day, adoration together with the outreach. There is one single step we should still go, but now this is up to the new parish priest. I wish that Father Pio might lead you again to have to step a little bit farther with another very important detail, which is to celebrate the Mass ad Orientem, that is, to celebrate on the main altar. This is not a way to exclude you people, exclude you parishioners. Someone might feel a little bit excluded because the priest is turning his back on the people. No. We normally do it during the week, but our wish is also to implement it during the Sundays, to celebrate facing everybody, the priest and the people, our Lord. Our Lord who is present in the Holy Eucharist, our Lord who is present in the Holy Cross. But the orientation, the way to be eastward during the Mass, means that we are facing the place of our salvation, where Jesus came from in order to save us. We are ready to face Him when He comes again at the end of time. This is the liturgical meaning of a celebration ad Orientem, and I hope that you might also embrace these other very important a detail, but it is not just a detail. It means a lot. It is a way we embrace the Lord. We come to know the truth, we come to embrace this love for our Lord. Everybody towards the Lord. So I would also like to take this opportunity to thank each one of you for your patience, for bearing with me. And also I want to thank you for your great generosity. This was a very great experience for my priestly ministry. And of course, I will always treasure this in my father ministry, in this new ministry, especially as formator of new friars. We keep always in touch, especially spiritually in touch, praying for each other and sustaining each other. This is what we wanted to have: one body, one family, supporting each other, especially going every day towards the Lord. This, I would say, is my last word, so to say. Not my last, because I'm disappearing, but a kind of testament that I want to hand over to you. Love our Lord through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary. Always love Jesus with a sincere heart. Adore Him. And if you can, please treasure the reception of Holy Communion on your knees. This is the way we come to adore the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.